we get things underway by welcoming into the program our friend Cheryl Mishu from West Market Square Artisan Coffee House in downtown Bangor, getting ready to reopen this weekend. Hello there, Cheryl.
Hey, Rich. We miss you.
Miss you guys. I saw Amy out walking the other day, and I said, I can't wait, counting the days.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. It was the right thing to do. It was definitely a business strategy. It was not a Hail Mary. It was, you know, well thought out and planned, and it was the right thing to do, but we're anxious to be back. You know, protocols for COVID still in place, but so happy to see everybody again and be back in the shop.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. This Sunday morning, you open up, and you will have, among other things, indoor seating, obviously limited with COVID guidelines, but a chance to be inside, a chance to order and take out, and you've been stocking up on goodies, too, it looks like.
Yes, we just went and tasted teas at Tea Mania today, so we picked out some more teas to have in our little tea nook and to have on service. So we're looking forward to that. We'll try to plan something outside that's COVID-friendly, maybe do some tea tastings in the spring, some coffee tastings, try to bring those back in a safe way. But yeah, we're really excited, and Cassie will be baking up a storm here in the next couple of days.
I like the sound of that. And the Red Rockers will be back out front. You might get to use those pretty soon. The long-term forecast for next week has got temps approaching 50 degrees. Talk about good timing.
Yeah, so we'll get those Red Rocking chairs out right away. We had people that sat out in them in December. So I've got some little red fleece blankets. People can go out there and bundle up and wrap up. And the sun hits the front of that building by about 10 o'clock in the morning. So even if it is a little cool, the sun warms that right up there. So it's actually kind of nice, even in these cooler temperatures. And then we've got the, as you mentioned, the indoor seating. So very limited, but we have some.
I'm so excited just to get out and get myself a coffee, but so many other goodies there. And you mentioned some of the wonderful food and treats and things that people can get there as well. And obviously, it's developing. And as things continue, hopefully, to improve, then there'll be more opportunities for people. Now, have you, it looks like, am I seeing a new counter there? Did you do some interior renovating, too?
Not that anybody can see, but before COVID, we had started to get, we were really busy that summer and fall, such that we needed to make some changes behind the counter for workflow and try to create an opportunity for a second person on the espresso machine, which was a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, COVID hit, and that was that wasn't really a worry. But we've gone ahead and added a refrigerator and reconfigured things in the back there so that we can move folks through pretty swiftly and have a second person on the espresso machine when, fingers crossed, things get back to pre-COVID days, hopefully not too distant future. And then it turns out that we're reopening just about the time that we closed for the first time last year, which was actually St. Patrick's Day was the first day that we were closed the first time for about 6 weeks. So a little bit of a celebration around St. Patty's, but also a celebration for reopening. So we'll do some free cookies with brewed coffee that day and have some mint lattes and some special things around St. Patrick's Day that day and just kind of celebrate spring and getting back into the groove downtown.
That is fantastic.
And also downtown, the city voted Tuesday night, to they'll partially close Broad Street for the summer, similar to what they did at the end of the season last year.
Right, yeah, we had Betsy Lundy on from the Downtown Bangor Partnership yesterday and said that seemed to be the more popular option of the two, was to be able to still have traffic get through but widen the space for pedestrians there on Broad Street.
Mm, yep, and as she probably mentioned to you, they'll add the 15-minute parking spot.
Yes.
And the parklet, so some of the businesses can come out into some of the parking spaces for some outdoor seating. And those were pretty popular last year, too. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a nice spring and hopefully a really rocking summer in downtown.
No question about that. So official reopening is this Sunday morning, starting at 8:30. What will the hours be for the rest of the week?
So we'll be open Wednesdays through Sundays. Wednesday through Friday, we'll open back up at 7 a.m. During COVID, we had gone to 7:30, but we'll go back to our original 7 o'clock and be open until 4 Wednesday through Friday, and then Saturday, 8:30 to 4, and Sunday, 8:30 to 2.
So on weekdays then, for me, grumpy hour, 7 to 8 a.m.?
We're going to do grumpy hour every day, even on the weekends.
Oh, wow.
So first hour, every day, 16-ounce coffee, just $2. Get rid of the grumpies. But yes, we call it our grumpy hour special.
Well, we're so excited to have you back. Can't wait to see you and Amy and just to get down there and enjoy the great coffee and everything that goes with it. West Market Square Artisan Coffee House, right at 24 Broad Street in downtown Bangor. Look for the Red Rockers. Enjoy the great coffee and tea and say hi to everybody when you're there starting Sunday morning at 8:30. Thanks, Cheryl, and glad to have you back.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rich. We'll see you soon.
You got it. Cheryl, miss you. West Market Square Artisan Coffee House in downtown Bangor.